Massachusetts Trust, a nonprofit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way with new eyes. So, stay with us and together, we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, awareness, part two. And before we explore this topic, I'd like to say a few words about Alice Bailey, founder of the Lucis Trust. Lucis Trust sponsors this show. Alice Bailey wrote 24 books of esoteric philosophy. And those 24 books are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show. The following thought is also from the works of Alice Bailey. In the total evolution of the spiritual individual through physical incarnation during untold hundreds of lives, the entire process is simply one of expanding consciousness and of attaining, sequentially and stage by stage, an ever more inclusive awareness. There's so much that can be said on the subject of awareness, and we have reincarnation tied in with that thought. Where should we pick up?
Well, yes, the key word, I think, is inclusive awareness. Awareness is like dropping a rock into a very still pond. The ripples arc out in wider and wider circles, and that's the effect of an expanding awareness. We talked the last time about how awareness is found in all kingdoms of our planet. Even the mineral kingdom has its own level of awareness, of capacity to respond and to react to stimuli. And certainly we see this in the vegetable kingdom. We know now that we can't think bad thoughts around our violets, or they will not thrive. And we can't play bad music around our plants, or they will get sick and recoil. They are aware of their environment and react to it. Animals, we certainly know, are responsive to contact and have a view of the world in their own animal-like way. And human beings are incorporating all of those realms of experience because we are within ourselves mineral, vegetable, and animal, as well as being, as Blavatsky, the great theosophist, put it, a living God. Man is an animal plus a living God, she said. And the awareness of the human stage of experience is the opportunity in evolution to approach the mind of God, to gradually and through effort and through searching and through inquiring the way, moving into a wider and wider comprehension of the divine plan and the purpose for which our planet was created.
Yes, and that's a real tall order for anyone to kind of digest and get your mind around.
But we can start smaller.
All right. But that I think it's a good idea to have the kind of the big picture in mind, because it makes sense to all the little parts that every human being has to play, and every human being has a responsibility to work at this whole thing called awareness and grow in awareness and expand one's consciousness. That's essentially why we're here, I think, and it's part of the responsibility of every human being to begin to, well, be aware of being aware.
I think it helps to remember that each human being is within himself a hierarchy of levels of awareness. For example, the nervous system within the physical body has its own network or system of awareness that detects vibrations and impressions and the firing of neurons and so on throughout the nervous system. The emotional body has its own system of awareness. It reacts to emotional stimuli in good and bad, pleasant and unpleasant ways. And the mind also has its own awareness. But the problem is, for many people, awareness on the mental level is focused pretty much on the outer levels of life, on the material realm. And what we are trying to do through these programs, which are called Inner Sight, is to develop an understanding of how we become aware of the more subjective level of life, the level underlying the outer, obvious, physical realm, where we find the world of meaning, as it's put in the books of Alice Bailey.
Right, and I think the... What is that? I'm going to say, the world of meaning, of course, is the world and the realm of the soul, and that is the something we have to be aware of, that it is the soul within each form that we need to become aware of, because that is the factor that relates everything together. We look at the world in the many diverse forms, but we have to begin, and this relates to the inner sight theme that you mentioned just a moment ago, where you could, to develop that ability to see the spiritual part of every form, mm-hmm. and to understand that there is a soul quality is working out through every form, whether it be a human being or an animal or a vegetable or a plant or a tree. Or even a gem or a diamond or a ruby or a sapphire, there is a spiritual impulse that is moving this form to move forward and to expand in some way.
There's a wonderful statement from the books of Alice Bailey that we will probably repeat numerous times in this discussion of awareness. She wrote that all that is ever-present. And I find that absolutely fascinating to ponder on. All that is ever-present. I think a lot of people associate the spiritual path with the discovery of something hidden and mysterious and unattainable. The mountaintop that's the symbol of the spiritual quest. Most of us can't climb up the top of that mountain. It's out of our reach. But then when you think all that is ever-present, that suggests that it's right in front of us, but we have to have the eyes to see it.
Right, and you don't have to go traipsing off to India to find your path. It's mm-hmm. it's right within you, and it's all around you. And that's what we're trying to say here, is that the spiritual realm is right in front of us, and we are part of it. In fact, it says the kingdom of God, which we hear so much about, is already here, and it's always been here.
Mm-hmm.
That because, as you say, all that is ever-present, including the kingdom of God, and which is essentially the kingdom of souls. And that's always present. It isn't out in space somewhere. It's right here among us. We just have to develop the capacity of seeing it and develop our senses in a way that are more prone and to the subtle realms of consciousness.
One of the problems, I think, is that the mind is both our tool for expanding awareness and our problem. Because in this age, human literacy has really expanded to almost a universal level. People are educated, they are aware through the internet, through cell phones, through texting and emailing and all that sort of thing about things that happen almost instantaneously. that messages, information can be communicated from one side of the world to the other in an instant. Nothing is kept secret anymore. And I think many of us find ourselves almost overwhelmed by the amount of information that's being bombarded at us. And there is a need for the mind to process all of this data coming at it. And I think we're suffering in ways a kind of a clogged up effect with overload of our concrete or lower mind, the part of our mind that's focused on the day-to-day outer tangible realm, and at the expense of the inner realm, which you have access to only through quiet and through solitude and through contemplation and through silence and simplicity. All of those attributes are not so frequent today.
No, and it's interesting when in speaking about awareness in relation to the, say, the cell phone, which is so prominent today that everybody is on a cell phone at some time. And but you realize that it's a very good indication of how aware you are not when you're talking on the cell phone. Because you're listening to this conversation, but especially if you're driving a car, you're not aware of what's going around you or the conditions of the road in front of you so much.
The drivers say they are.
Okay.
And they all say that.
Until they have that big accident. But it's the difficulty is extending your awareness in all these directions at once, and it's very difficult. And I think it's it brings home the whole question of awareness and just how aware we are not and how far we have to go in this awareness.
And what we mean by awareness. It's one thing to be aware of the person standing behind you in a crowded room. That's a kind of a physical sensation, I suppose. There's another type of awareness that picks up on a supposed threat to you. But there's still another type of awareness that has to do with light and wisdom that come with a recognition of a dimension of life that is reached basically through meditation, through spiritual reflection, through study. It doesn't have to do with effects so much as with light and understanding. That kind of awareness is what is the subject of our program's inner sight. And that kind of awareness that admits the person into the realm of the real and the eternal comes, I think, only with simplicity and silence. Simplicity because as long as we are living in a way that's complicated by too much unimportant and sometimes downright insignificant activity on the outer planes, we don't have the mental space for the contact with the inner subjective realm.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight, our topic for today, Awareness, Part 2. We have a special offer from Lucis Publishing Company, and that's the Alice Bailey book, entitled The Soul, The Quality of Life. The Soul, The Quality of Life is a compilation of extracts from the 24 books of Alice Bailey, focusing on today's topic, bringing it all together, and focusing on awareness. So if you like this topic today and you'd like to explore the topic of awareness in greater depth, well, you'll want to get this Alice Bailey book, The Soul, The Quality of Life. The soul, the higher self, or individuality, is the agent of awareness in every human being, and you'll certainly be able to read more about that in this particular book. There's a discount on this book today, on this Alice Bailey book. It's available for $16. The discount comes in the form of free shipping and handling. What you need to do, if you'd like to take advantage of this offer, is send a check or money order to Lucis Publishing, Lucis is L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005.
And what you should do also is just write a little notation and send it in with your order, saying that you heard about this offer on the show, Inner Sight. Once again, title of the book, The Soul, The Quality of Life. Send your check or money order, $16, to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. We have a website, and a lot of people key into that website. They want to know more about Lucis Trust, and one of the nice things about the website is we have all of our previous shows. We have a whole library of archived radio shows on that website, so we have so many of them that are archived on different topics from the works of Alice Bailey. So if you'd like to key into the website, find out more about Inner Sight and the Lucis shows, you can certainly do so by keying into www.lucistrust.org. All of our Inner Sight programs can be heard on our website. Once again, www.lucistrust.org. On the homepage, you'll find the link to today's program, which will be available for hearing in a day or two. Last week's program is already available, and many of our past programs can also be heard. The theme of each week's program is posted in advance on our website so that you can see in advance what next Sunday's program will be. If you need to get in contact with us, give us a call on our toll-free number. Many people call to order the general package of information, telling them about Lucis Trust. Most frequent question, is it a religion? No, Lucis Trust is not a religion. It's has a lot to do with spiritual philosophy, and people who do decide that they'd like to not only read the books but attend the meetings, you'll find that people from all different backgrounds and religions will meet with us and talk about spiritual commonality amongst all people, certain topics that would be of interest to anyone. The general package of information or other information can be received by contacting us at 1-866, it's a toll-free number, 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. Easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. My consciousness is just totally amazed by that comment. I keep on mulling it over in my brain, and that was that all that ever is ever present. And I'm thinking that if that includes the kingdom of God, would that mean, since we're talking about awareness and that's our theme, does that mean that the kingdom of God perhaps is a state of awareness or consciousness? And how does one achieve that consciousness? I want to go there.
Yes, I think it does mean that the kingdom of God is a state of consciousness, which is open to anyone who is capable of entering into it. It's not a place or a realm or a location so much as a receptivity in perception. And I suppose that's one reason that the practice of meditation is considered so important. Prayer and meditation prepare the mind to become aware of the underlying spiritual significance and meaning behind the outer realm. If all that is ever present, that means that what we are looking at contains levels of meaning and significance that we absolutely have to grasp. And most of us overlook it. We think that what we are seeking is somewhere else, somewhere down the road, sometime next month, next year, but not here and now. And just the opposite is true. Maybe this lies behind the sense, I just heard it expressed again today, and you hear it quite often, that people say they believe things happen for a reason and that things are working out the way they should be in life. I think there's a kernel of truth in that, and it may reflect a sense that the present and what is now contains whatever we need to know and understand in order to take our next step. And as we do that, we grow in awareness.
Right, and the very important place of the mind in developing that awareness and developing and discovering what we need to know. And I think it's important also to point out here the relationship of the senses. We have the five senses, like hearing, touch, sight, taste, and smell. And these are like channels by which the soul uses to make contact with the physical world. And it's also the place of the mind to synthesize all the information that comes to us by way of the senses, the five senses that we have. And they are the ways that we make contact with the outside world, the physical world, and enable us to make our way through the world. And they give us that sense of awareness of where we are and what's around us and all of that. And that is information is synthesized by the mind, and it is through the mind that the soul makes contact with the personality life and thus the physical world.
And all of these senses have their inner spiritual counterpart. One that comes to mind is the sense of smell, which is so closely tied in with memory. Even now when I smell that rather cheap cologne called Ambush, it takes me right back to something in 1962. It's amazing. A memory is linked into specific smells. And we also are learning more about the connection between the senses and, for example, blindness. I saw an interesting program not too long ago about a developing scientific understanding of an area in the mouth that it has to do with the roof of the mouth and the tongue. Somewhere back in there, when that is stimulated, blind people become literally more aware of what is around them.
Oh,
maybe, well, it is. Maybe some of our listeners saw that feature. I don't know. It was on one of the network programs. They're just beginning to explore this whole phenomenon having to do with the stimulation of an area of the mouth that promotes or activates awareness in the visually blind. So the five senses are objective counterparts of an inner spiritual perception. One of the problems with any of the senses on the outer or inner level is interpretation. In other words, evaluating the information that you perceive. Not so easy.
No, and that brings in the ability of discrimination, the ability to discriminate. And that's one of the faculties that we have to develop too. That's given to us by through the energies of the soul. And as you were talking about the five senses, all of our senses, we have to realize, have a higher, more subtle counterparts to them. We are just aware of the sense of hearing here in the physical world. But the sense of hearing also, there is what's called clairaudience, which is a more subtle extension of the sense of hearing. It's hearing on the inner planes. And the same with all the other senses. The sense of touch, for example, there is this thing called psychometry, where the hand touches or senses through the hands the soul of the form that we're touching. And also all the other senses, the sense of sight has an inner, more subtle extension also of clairvoyance. So all of these senses are ways that we can increase our awareness of the inner subtle planes by following back these sense patterns and lines and channels of energy that already exist within us.
I think added to the ability to make use of what the senses tell us, though, is also a need to keep our perspective adjusted. Humility, Alice Bailey said, is an adjusted sense of right proportion. And as the spiritual seeker becomes more aware through meditation and spiritual practices and more sensitive through the five senses and the sixth sense of the mind, they often go through a phase where they misinterpret what they're perceiving, and often believe that it is an indication of a very advanced state of development or a special assignment given to them that only they can fulfill and so on. So keeping a sense of proportion and of humility and of group awareness is so important to developing awareness. It's not an individual activity at all. Awareness admits one into the realm of the soul, which is inclusive and not separated or focused in the separated self at all. Alice Bailey said that the progressing seeker does not move into new areas of awareness like a steady marching forward from one plane to another. Again, coming back to this thought that all that is ever present. We stay right where we are, but with eyes wide open, we could say. What must be grasped, she said, is that all that is ever present, and we have to awaken to what we are surrounded by, what has eternally been present, but what we could not recognize before, owing to our short-sightedness. The goal is to overcome the concentration that for most of us is so intensely on the foreground of our daily life and activities and relationships, and to lift our sight off of that foreground to take in the more eternal and more subjective realms of life. The kingdom of God is present on earth today, she said, and forever has been, but only the rare few are aware of its signs and manifestations. And yet, she said, the subjective realm of life is vitally more real than the objective or material realm once it's entered and known. To me, there's a lot of hope in that, and obviously a lot of work to be done.
Please take advantage of the special offer from Luce's Publishing Company, and that's the Alice Bailey book, The Soul, The Quality of Life. The Soul, The Quality of Life is a compilation of extracts from the 24 books of Alice Bailey that focuses on today's topic, awareness. The soul, the higher self, or individuality, is the agent of awareness in every human being. Today's special offer comes in the form of free shipping and handling. It's available for $16, and if you'd like to take advantage of this offer, you need to send a check or money order, $16, to Luce's Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Once again, Luce's is L-U-C-I-S, Luce's Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. If you need to reach us by phone for any reason, give us a call on our toll-free number, 1-866-695-8247. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called The Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.